So Canada Post workers ended the national strike in favor of rotating strikes. One wonders if the union noticed how little disruption a national strike was actually causing. I mean, I know businesses that rely on the mail are certainly feeling it, but for a lot of us, the union and Canada Post have done a pretty good job of teaching us how to get on without mail delivery. Many of us signed up to get bills and statements sent by email during last year's strike, and life goes on. What has been most notable in my mailbox is that it's been empty since the strike started, meaning any flyers and such must have been delivered by letter carriers, which is hardly why Canada Post should exist. That's a job for kids to earn some pocket money. Listen, I'm not down on the post office or the union. Clearly, they can't continue to lose money like they have, and changes are required to adapt to the reality of an internet world, because its customers are already well down that road. I'm Murray Wood.